Always great to be to find another beautiful day here in Mangamuka. Okay, a big tuck in, of course. I've spoken with our whanaunga, Mikaira, over the last couple of years about a proposal for a huge dump in the Dome Valley. And some of us may have been listening to the Waiatea News this morning. There's been some support and opposition to that being given by Ngāti Whātua ki Ōrākei. Ngā mihi nui tēnei kia koe te tūngāne Mikaira, mōrena.
Tēnā koe, Cyril. Thank you for allowing me to have a kōrero this morning about this important take that affects Ngāti Whātua.
Give us a bit of a background, whanaunga, so bring our people up to scratch as to what's going on.
Initially, where this take originated from is that Auckland needed another landfill. This landfill will be the biggest landfill in New Zealand. And so for convenience, they headed north out of Auckland and they arrived in the Dome Valley and they said, okay, this will do. And so they decided that they would apply to the Overseas Investment Office to get a resource consent, to get a consent to buy the land in the first place, because it's an overseas company owned by China. Waste Management is owned by China, and China wanted to do business in New Zealand, and the New Zealand government want to do business with China. And so at the highest political level, this is what we're actually fighting against. We're actually, Chinese government and New Zealand government are very closely linked in commercial outcomes, and so here we are. The legislation in relation to the Overseas Investment Office said that they had to consult fully with mana whenua. Well, that hasn't taken place properly. There hasn't been proper consultation. And so Ngāti Whātua have all come together and we've decided that collectively that we're totally opposed to this landfill. And one of the key reasons for it is the environmental impact. Every place, there are criteria set by the industry where not to put landfills, and every criteria where not to put a landfill is exactly where they're putting this landfill. It's an environmental disaster coming down the track because all that land is totally unstable. It's in a waterway, it's riddled with wetlands, waterways, and so it's right beside the Hōtiroa, which flows directly into the Kaipara Harbour. Down the bottom, at the Wahapū of the Hōtiroa, is a huge snapper ground. And so that snapper breeding ground down there is going to be completely destroyed in the future. There are no guarantees by Waste Management that that the liner that they're putting all this rubbish in will not leak. So there is no guarantees that there is a full safe, that the Kaipara Harbour is protected from this landfill. So here we are, doing whatever we can to stop this landfill. But what we have people that administrate to the law completely undermining the law. Our government is completely out of control. The Eugenie Sage, the Minister of Land Information, completely shafted her responsibility in the administration of the Overseas Investment Act. She said that she had obligations under a special condition relating to consultation with mana whenua, consultation with DOC. DOC have already declined this application because of the impact to endangered species. They've completely disregarded that. And in the Overseas Investment Act, it says that if these conditions are not fulfilled, then the land must be sold. Well, a number of these conditions have completely been ignored and Eugenie Sage has completely signed it off. So here we are with government ministers undermining the law. When it comes to the Auckland Council, there's a whole heap of criteria. Check this. You would expect that if any country is in New Zealand doing business, that they'd be beholden to the law. And so when they put applications to do things on whenua, that you would go through the Resource Management Act and the people in the council were actually working for us. Are they? In this particular case, and I think just about every other case, they're working for themselves. Because the law says very clearly that there's a whole range of things that they must do and they've completely ignored those. And these things relate to their iwi partner, Māori. And as Māori, we've been shafted over and over and over again. And so through all I can see, another land occupation coming down the track on this take.
Yeah, tēnā koe mea, Mikaira. I know lots of people have gone through the official process of putting submissions in. Those submissions closed today. And there's been wide support from not only the Māori community, but also the wider community as well. There's many people opposing this proposal.
Absolutely. Look, I'm also on the Fight the Tip Committee as well, and there's a huge swell of community totally opposed to this. You know, the irony of that is that their local board representation, local government, are completely out of touch with what their community want. Just like the Auckland Council. You know, we put these people in government to uphold the will of the people. Once you put that cloak around these people, they get carried away with their self-importance and what they're actually doing, and they completely forget about the people that pay their wages. It's the man in the community that pays their wages, and that's the person they care about least, is the man that pays their wages. Okay, the community need to kick their asses because they need to be kicked. Yeah, look, I think they need to be held to account. You know, these days of putting people in power and just letting them run amok, councils are out of control. And so is central government. They're disconnected from the people that they purport to represent. And, you know, the most powerful people out there in the community are Māori. Why are they? It's because they have constitutional arrangements, and they have, and those constitutional arrangements are legislated in law. They're legislated in the Resource Management Act. But do they pay any attention to that? They never pay any attention to it because as a treaty partner, we've been shafted over and over and over again. You know, and this battle is going to take place here in the Down Valley. It's going to be mana whenua with the community standing right beside us.
Yeah, tēnā koe te whanunga. Where from here? I know the submission is closed today. They go through a submission process. Then they make a decision from there?
My understanding, it'll go to the court. It'll go to a hearing. It'll go to the council hearing. And so the submissions, all these submissions now that they that receive will go through a process at the hearings of going through every one of these submitters that have said that they want to attend a hearing to speak to their submission. So that's the process that will take place now. And I guess after that, it will end up in the Environment Court. But, you know, for us as Māori, we know we've got no control over that legal of the administration of the law. And that's our problem, you see, is that we might be talking about the law, we might be talking about our constitutional arrangements, but you've got these clowns that are sitting on the other side representing the crown, completely undermine them. That's our problem. You know, we go into the Environment Court, it doesn't matter what court we go into. We're going to get shafted by some pākehā sitting there that has no idea about our tikanga or our connections to our whenua, to our taonga. And here they are making these judgment calls about tikanga Māori and those legal responsibilities in the Resource Management Act, and they have no idea what they are at all. And, you know, to me, it's just arrogance. And that's the sort of shit we've been dealing with for 180 years. It never changes. We're still dealing with it. So, Sewell, I think that, you know, to me, there's going to be a confrontation and it's going to happen in the Down Valley. This take is going to be the biggest environmental take. The fight for landfills is going to take place right there.
Hey, ka mai whanau, always good talking with you, and thanks for your time this morning. An important take for all our whanau. Ngami kia koe.
Tēnā koe, Sewell. Thank you for allowing me to call you all back. Really, really important take. Not only affects Ngāti Whātua, it affects every tribe throughout the length and breadth of New Zealand, because it talks about our mana and our right to have a say in what happens in our own village.